Zahid always used to sit around and tell jokes. He was always happy. He had spoken in the previous visit, asking me to make a nice curry meal for him when he was released. He will never be forgotten. When I go to bed, I see him in front of me.
You don't have to believe in God as God. You know, a big man in the clouds with a white beard. You just have to believe in something outside of yourself. So, this glass of wine. No, not that. My shoe could be God. And I'd pray to that.
He was like looking at me like I was the shoe bomber. And I thought, he thinks it was me. And any minute now, he's going to shout at me. And what if I answered wrong? What if I couldn't think where I was at the time? They always say at home watching telly, and no one believes them.
Do you want to trade? He asked eagerly.
I got coal,
Lottie said, examining Quinn's hall with a discerning eye.
I got a stone, Rye clarified. That had a nicer ring to it than rock.
Oh,
Quinn said in disappointment, but he quickly put on a happy face for Rye's benefit.
You can have some of mine. I've got plenty of green licorice.
And on the first hot day of the year, when the windows were closed against the ripening of waste bins, and the flat hummed to the tune of its pipes, and Nazneen had mopped up the overflow from the blocked toilet, a new middleman appeared. Karim, with a bale of jeans over his broad shoulder. This was how he came into her life.